Weiter in Shastrian Chulin Daf Chaf Vav Pingin Upon Chaf Hema Beis Bada Bav and a Beis Bada Mishtan. Let's look at the Mishnah. We're going to talk about something known as Temid. Temid is when you would take grape seeds and you would soak water in the grape seeds in water, and they would make like a liquid, like a wine type of situation. However, the question is how long? You know, other Mishnahs we saw differences between two types of things. Here it's talking about one thing but at two different stages. That is that if you have the Temid and you let it ferment, it becomes like wine, that's one stage. But before that, it's just sitting in there, it's just considered like water, and there are going to be nafkaminas to that. So we say, HaTemed Ashel Hichmetz, if you have this temed, it didn't yet become, didn't ferment into wine, then Eino Nikach Bekesef Meiser, you're not allowed to use Meiser Sheni money to go and buy it. What's Meiser Sheni money, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. The answer is that we know the Shemitah cycle breaks down into two different categories. You have 1, 2, and 3. And then you have 4, 5, and 6, and you have 7 in Shemitah. 1 and 2 are, and 4 and 5, so you're at 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5, 6. So 1 and 2, 4 and 5, you take off what's known as Meiser Sheni. On years 3 and 6, you take off Meiser Ani. When you take off from your produce, you bring it up to Yerushalayim and you eat it in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. The problem is it's really heavy to carry all that kind of stuff up, so what people do is they put it onto coins, and take that coin, they bring it to Yerushalayim, and then they go and they buy stuff in Yerushalayim and they eat the stuff with it. What are you allowed to buy? The answer is, the Gemara says in Ervin, Rashi brings the Gemara in Ervin that comes and tells us that you're not allowed to just buy anything with it. It has to be something that that grows from the ground and is able to go into produce into other things. For example, wine, right? It grows on the ground and it produces into other things as well. Right? It grows things from. But when you're dealing with water, then you wouldn't be able, it doesn't have this criteria, therefore it wouldn't be able to work. So therefore it says that Temed Atzal Hichmetz, if it didn't yet be Machmetz, it's just water. Therefore, in Onikach, because of Maisi, you're not allowed to use Maisi Sheni money to buy it. Uposel es ha-mikvah. It's going to posel a mikvah. Well, what does that mean? I'm glad you asked. Well, we know a mikvah's got to be 40 sa'ah. 40 sa'ah of water. Now, if it already reaches 40 sa'ah, and everything's great and dandy and fantastic, stuff gets added to it, it's not going to be problematic. The question is, if it didn't yet reach 40 sa'ah, then if you throw water into it, so it's called gathered water, ma'am she'uvim, it's going to be a problem. If you throw into it something else, wine or something, it's not going to be a problem. So, therefore, if it didn't yet hichmitz, then it's still considered like it's water, therefore it's going to be pasul the mikvah. Mishahichmitz, but once it's machmitz, and nikas because of hashem, then you can buy mishahichmitz. Because Master Shani, because it's wine, and not a problem. Vino post is making second pass on mikvah. Boom. Okay, next. Brothers that are partners. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about what she says. They are partners in their Yerusha. What that means is that daddy dies. Now, when the father dies, all the stuff there that's there is known as the stuff which belongs to the estate. It belongs to the estate before you divide it up. Mm-hmm. But then at one point, what happens is it can end up, they make a decision if they want to stay as, you know, as partners, or they want to split it and keep it split, or split it and then go back and then do a partnership. What are the nafkaminas of whether or not to consider partners or not consider partners? Well, we have something known as a kolbon. Rashi explains a kolbon is talking about, we know that every year that we have to give what's called machasitz hashekel. Every one of the yidden's got to give machasitz hashekel, which goes to buy karmanos. Right? That's one thing. Called machasitz hashekel. Now, Rashi explains, according to Rabbi Meir, that it wasn't a full silver, it wasn't full of silver, completed measurements. So you have to add to it a certain amount, which is called a kolbon. Everyone has to give. That's called a kolbon. And then we have something else called Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema is that every year that what happens is the cattle that's born into the flock, they would count the 10th one. 10th one became Kadosh, and then it's brought as a carbon, and the Bailim eat the meat of it in Yerushalayim. Right? They get to... it's eaten by the owners at least. Okay. So, Ha'achem HaShutvin, Kishachayavim B'Kalbon, when they're going to be Chayiv in the midst of Kalbon, and when would they be, we'll explain in a minute, then Peturim and Meiser Behema, they'll be Putter from giving Meiser Behema. That's done when they are Shutfin. Because when they are Shutfin, when they're full-on Shutfin, a Shutfis is Putter from Meiser Behema, but is going to be Chayiv in Kalbon, as we're going to explain in a minute. Kisha Chayiv and Meiser Behema, when they're Chayiv and Meiser Behema, i.e. when they are not Shutfin, then they're going to be Peturim, Min HaKalbon, they're Putter from Kalbon. When the money of the kalbon is being paid from the father's household, then when the meiser sheni, Shem Yazar. Let's try the take three. when the Machzor Shek is being paid from the father's household, there's no kalbon over there, because it's considered when you pay for somebody else, you don't pay any kalbon. So if they are considered shutfin, then what happens? Then they're going to be chayev in a kalbon, each one of them, even if one pays a full shekel for the two of them, each one is being a kalbon. But if they are not shutfin, it's still called the household, then they're going to be chayev in meiser behema and putter in kolbon, and they're shutfin, they're going to be putter in meiser behema. Okay. Zok to Gemara, the Hilig Gemara man, he must disin. Who is our Hilig Tana of the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan. It's neither one of them. The time we learned in a Braisa, the Hilig Braisa says that let's say you have a, Zos HaShas actually changed this up to a Tanan. Wow, that's exciting. Look at that, got upgraded. This is an actual Mishnah. Mm-hmm. There is a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, that is in Maisos, that says, Samid v'nosen mayim b'mida. If one, does temed, they put the, sediments and pour b'mida, a measured amount of water, onto them. Let's say, for example, he put in exactly a gallon of water in order to prepare the temet. And the Mishnah's case is where the grapes were used in the process. Those grapes, they didn't take off Jumas and Maisus. And when he strained it, he found the exact meat that he put in originally. It's still that same amount. Then putter. It's putter from taking off any sort of trimmers of mysis, because what you put in is what you took out. So it's the same stuff. It's just water. If Yehuda Machayev says, nope, sorry, you're going to be chayev, because the stuff that went in ended up being, stuff went into the grapes and came out of it. So Mani, who is our opinion like? E Rabbanan, if you want to say that the Mishnah is going in the world of the Rabbanan, Afal Gav de Hechmetzin, even if it fermented, the temet should be considered that it's water. Because they didn't make any sort of distinction, the Chachamim, right? When the Tzurim Samayis, there's no distinction of whether or not it fermented, it didn't ferment, right? So therefore, the Gemara is saying that when the Chachamim said that we take out the liquid over there, it's water, you don't have to take any Maisus off it. They did it whether or not it fermented. So that goes against our Mishnah, that if it's fermented, then it's considered wine. Right? And over here, they're saying that we're going to say in certain cases, even fermented temet is considered water. And if you want to say it goes against Rabbi Yehuda, even if it didn't ferment, it'd still be considered like it's wine. Right? That's what he said. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev. Says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Avua. Beep, turn the page. Now we get to today's daf. Chavav, Amar Aleph. B'shehech mitzmach lokes. Actually, it's not what you thought. When there's hechmitz, that's where there's a machlokes. When it already got to a point of it's fermented. Umasnisen Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Not like we thought originally is... It's actually dealing with, that we thought it's dealing with the fermented and unfermented. No, we're saying that the machlokas is only when it's fermented, when it equals in the amount of the original water, and in addition to being fermented, the chambayim and mask are going to consider this as water, and Yehuda considers it wine. But when it didn't ferment, and even Yehuda considers it just water, and therefore it's not going to be have to go for any maisus. Here's the machlokas, and what's this in Yehuda, our Mishnah is going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. Right, it's talking about where the liquid that came out of that process over there, when he took it out, are equal. And since the Mishnah is saying that the fermentation is going to make this liquid wine, it must go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein am Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, kishehichmetz machlokes, machlokes when it was hichmetz. V'am Rabbi Nachem, am Rabbi Baravua, temed shelokhu bekesef meiser, in the case of the unfermented temet that one bought with Meiser Sheni, and then afterwards it fermented, Kona Meiser. Okay, then what happened is it actually takes on, it was Kona. Rashi says, Kona Meiser, umisha mos, biyado, yachal la'achlo, chutzu shalayim, mipnation nischalu ala temet. He's able to go and use that money outside of Yishalayim because the nischalu ala temet, it was chal on the temet, it was redeemed onto the temet. Diu lo hichmetz havu hanachmos kaimi b'gidushu sayo b'yad ha-mocheh. My timer, what's the reason? Igloi milsel ha-mafer de peru. It ends up to retroactively coming out that the time it was bought, that the temet was considered fruit. Rashi is the b'shas l'kicha peirahu. The nichnas v'em koach ha-chartzanim elo sha'adayin lo nigmar, didn't you finish? V'chilu ma'alyo, it's considered good chilu, a good consecration. She'im lo ayu yayin v'chartzanim lo yamach mitzolim. There's no wine, it wouldn't have been mechmatzed at all. Elo masisim t'gatani hechim it's in, lo hechim it's lo. We have a bit of a problem because how do we explain our Mishnah, which says that if it was Hichmetz of the time of the Hichmetz, so then you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to take it with Ma'aser Sheni. Lochus Mevrat, then you're not able to, right? It seems to be saying you're not allowed with this Ma'aser Sheni. And the money retains its Kedusha. Dilma Ishafke Avimachmetz, maybe if he leaves it, it's going to end up becoming, it's going to ferment and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. Why doesn't it say that? So what's the problem with this? Says Gemara, Amar Rabba, Kishashir Mimenu Bikos Filechmitz. Mishnah is talking about where the seller left some of the temed in a cup and it didn't ferment. So it's clear that the purchased part of this temed, which is no longer before us, can be considered wine. But when you don't have that type of thing, then we go according to the majority and we assume at the time it's actually fermented. And therefore, it's a lema frere, it takes on the status retroactively. Rav Amar, he answers differently. Hamani of Yochanan ben Nuri, he says, whose opinion is that? Who is our Mishnah? That is of Yochanan ben Nuri, the Tanan. Shlosha lug in mayim, in mikvos. This is a Mishnah mikvos. If you have three lug of mayim, and we're talking here mayim she'uvim, of drawn water, chaser kortav, but it's missing a kortav. No, it's not a full three lug. She'nafel etochen kortav yayin, that fell into it a kortav of yayin. We also, I think, spoke about this in Makos. Yeah, Makos Daf Gimel. Shlosha lugin mayim chaser kortav, she'nafel etochen kortav yayin, umar ein kamar yayin. It looks like wine, v'nafel a mikvah, and now falls into the mikvah. Right, you have like red wine falling into it, makes it red, and then it falls into the mikvah that didn't have 40 saw. Lo pasalu, it's not passing it. But shlosha lugin mayim chasakortav, shenafel tochen kortav chalav. Let's say you have three lug of water that's drawn water and is less lacking a kortav. Shenafel tochen kortav chalav, and the kortav of milk falls in. Umarayin kamarayin, but it looks like water. Venafel mikvah, and it falls into the mikvah. Lopaslu, they're not going to go and passel it, even though here the mixture looks like water, it doesn't have the three lugin of Mayim Shuvin. So if it's not going to passel it, Rocham and Nuri Omer, Akol Olei Chachar Mare, everything goes after the appearance, what it looks like. Rashi says, Reichi Da'azlas Bereisha Basar Chazusa, V'amart Lopaslu, Seifanami Zil Basar Chazusa Ve'ema Paslu. He says, no, you go according to the appearance. Lav Amar Rav Yochanan Basa Chazusa Zalina. Now, did Rav Yochanan not say that everything goes according to the appearance? Hachanami Basa Zel Basa Chazusa. Here, 2 weeks ago by Chazusa. Vatami Vachazusa Dehai Maya Ninu. And the taste and appearance of this unfermented temet look like water. Now, just taking one step back, because we're about to see a machlokas here. Rav Nachman, he said that the machlokas in Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim in Maisos had to do with the buying of fermented temet. Upligid Rabbi Lazar, that argues Rabbi Lazar. Dam Rabbi Lazar, Hakol Modim Shein Mafrishin Olav Mimakon Malkan. Everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda, that one cannot separate things, you know, Trumos, Maisos, on behalf of one thing of temet from another place, another part of the temet. Elim Kein Hechemitz, unless the first part has already been fermented, unless it already hit that stage. Now, Kasavar Beloichim is Machlokas. So Beloichim held that the Machlokas in the Chachamim and Yehuda is about where the Temet did not get to its state where it fermented. V'adkan lo mechayev Rabbi Yehuda elamineu bay. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require a separation of the Maisos except for from the unfermented thing itself. Aval me'alma lo. However, he doesn't allow separating from other unfermented Temet. Because maybe God forbid, shouldn't come to separate from a chayav part on something which is a potter part, right? Because it doesn't do anything over there, and then the separated part because stays also as tevel, unconsecrated, untithed things. We know tevel, you're not allowed to eat, right? You're not allowed to have tevel. Tevel is when you didn't take off trumas and maisos, yeah, and that's a problem. Umin a ptor el chayav, right? Or the flip that you're going to be taking off. The exempt part for the chayiv one here too, it's going to be meaningless, and the stuff left over is going to be tevel. Okay. pause. I mean, moving on to another inyan, which is going to be connected to Temet. Tana Rabbanan, let's talk about Tuma and Tahara now. We know there's a difference between water and other liquids. Water that got Tame, you can mitire it. Other things, though, cannot be Taharicized afterwards. And we're going to show the difference in the case of Temet. Well, like, what are we talking about over here? We know that a person becomes Tame, he goes to the mikvah. But if liquid becomes Tame, you can't just put it into the mikvah. But there is a way to purify water. How do you do it? It's called Hashaka. What do? The surface of the Tame water is brought in contact with the mikvah. For example, you have a bucket filled with tummy water is lowered into a mikvah until it's just below the surface of the mikvah water, reaches over the edge of the bucket and touches the tummy water inside. And what happens by doing that, it's mitire the tummy water, and through it, the water in the bucket, you know, all becomes like part of the mikvah water. And therefore, it's called hashaka. That works for water, but it doesn't work for other liquids. Sana Rabbanan, HaTemed Ad Shalohich Mitzivet didn't yet ferment. Beep, turn the page. Chavavim base. Mashiko B'mayim, then you can do Hashaka. You let it go do this process over here. Mishnah Hichem wanted to ferment it. Mashikinu B'mayim, you can't go and do it, such a thing. Right? Once it gets to that stage, right, of wine, there's no way of being mitired. Rachman Adiyane, Diyane Aniye. Rashi says, Mishnah Hichem B'se Mashikin B'mayim D'chamro. Because it is wine. V'kelim ba'adam nitalim toris tayra b'mikvah. Those you can retire. Ava ba'ochel maskein lo nemuhem tevilo mayim retire ba'ashaka she'im yesh lo mayim yafim l'shtia v'nitmu inosim b'kli u'mashakan t'mei mikvah ad she'a no skin on my, like we explained already. V'havichibur abat l'ligab b'mikvah k'truma t'mei she'zara b'karka she'bat l'o t'mas. If you have let's say truma tamea that you go and replant in the ground, it's going to be batel and batel tumaso v'hi tar becomes tar v'achim v'farsh b'chol shah. We explain this in the second parak of Pesachim. Aval yayin b'mayim lav zriya hi de taima lo batel. This is not batel. Amar Rava lo shadar le shetmado b'mayim tarim. They taught that it's possible to purify these unfermented temed. It was kim tami only where one poured tar water over the temed, the sediment. Benitmu, and then this whole thing became tame. Aval tamei mei kara lo. But if the water that was poured over it was initially tame, then hashaka is not going to work. Rashi says, V'rav gevia parecha le maishna. The Gemara is going to ask, like, what's the difference? Which is right now. Azrav gevia mei bei kasil. Gevia from bei kasil went, and Amr l'shmaita kami de Ravashi. He said this whole thing. Maishta tamei mei kara de lo. What's the difference if it became tamei first? That's not going to. Damrin and Aidi did the Maya Yakiri Shachni Tatoi. You want to say that the reason is that since the Tamei water is heavy, it settles at the bottom of the container of Tamid. Upair Koi Mil'el, and the fruits, the stuff that came out of the fruit floats up to the top. Veloka Salka Lahu Ashaka L'maya, and therefore the Tamid's contact with the mikvah water, it doesn't work for it. Iachi, right? If that's really true, right? Because if the grape stuff that comes out of it, which is not water, is in the upper layer of the Tamid liquid, then it's this upper level that's coming in contact with the mikvah, and the lower level, you know, the layer of tummy water doesn't. And therefore, Hashakot didn't work over here. So, Yachi, that's really true. Then, Taharim was softened to Anami. So, you have the same issue with Taharim that became, and the end, because of the tummy thing, it became tummy, it should also wouldn't work. Because of the same issue, that you have the top layer, it's going to be something which is liquid of juice. Not water. Ella bibabli. Since Rava says that a shaka in the second case works, it must be that the tummy water and the fruit, extract are thoroughly blended and not one on top of the other. Hachanami bibabli. Here also the water was initially tummy. The water and the grape extract are thoroughly blended, and so a shaka can actually work. Right? So Gavia is arguing Rava's reasoning that the initial tummy water has got to be purified independently. He says that the only grounds for invalidating shaka in such a case is the lack of contact between the mikvah water and the tummy water in the tamid solution. Now that we show from other parts of Rava's din that the physical reality is such that the tummy water does have contact with the mikvah water, he says that the shaka purifies unfermented tamid, and I don't care whether the water became tummy first or after. It doesn't change anything. Zok the next Hilga Mishnah, come back, come shish mecher. What does it mean whenever there's a mecher? It says Rashi, kol makom sheyesh mecher, kol zman she'abas ketana, she's still a ketana, the girl, v'avia zakeh l'mecher, and her father can go and sell the girl who's a ketana. He'd let her do that, right? So we know there's something called the katnus, nairus, and bagrus. Katnus is like the obviously going in that orders. A minor, nairus, and adulthood. Nairus. Sorry. Katnus is until she's 12 years old and she has shtesirus. Nairus is 6 months until the end of that. And then after 6 months, it's the whole thing. It continues on to bagrus. Father's a right to go and sell his katana as a maidservant. And then what she does, she serves until the end of a 6-year term, unless she gets redeemed before that, gets married to the master, right, Yid is called, or her son, and then she's there for 6 years, unless she gets redeemed earlier, gets married by the Baal, or the son, or let's say the master dies, or the Av Yovel, or she becomes a Naira. So the Mishnah says that where there's Mecher, Kol Makom Sheyesh Mecher, Ein Kenas. It's like saying, like, as long as she's still a katana, then Ein Kenas, there is no fine. What is this talking about? It's talking about the 50 shekel fine. If you have a situation where she says, Im Ne'ensav, she's Ne'enas, Onis Patita, she's taken advantage of, or she's seduced. Ein lavia chamishim kesef the naira ksiv. It says only by naira. V'nasan isha sholchi vima lavia naira chamishim kesef. And now if she's a katana, so kol makom sheish mecher, she still can be sold. Means she's at the age of katnas in kenas. Kol makom sheish kenas. So if this is kenas in mecher, that means that otherwise when she's a naira. And Irish is the Hainu Kishinaira, Ein Mecher, Rashi the Tani Be'erchen, or Barachin, Yochel Yimkor Adam Bito Kishinaira, Amart Kalva Chomer, Uma Mechura, Kavar Yotze Achshav B'Simani Naira, She'in Mechura, and Odin Shalotimachir. If she goes out with those Simani, you can't sell them when she reaches that stage. Amar Vidamara, Avzuda Rabbi Meir, this goes to go to Rabbi Meir, Vachomer, they say, Yesh Kenas, B'Mekom Mecher. Even when it's in the state of Mecher, which is still Katnus, still, if she's Nenas and it's Patato, there's still 50 shekel fine. The Tanya will listen to Abraisa, Ketana. Mibasio Mecher, Ashitovi Be'ishti Shtairos, Yishla Mecher, Ve'in LeKenas. The Abraisa says she's Mecher, but there's no Kenas, right? There's no fine that happens if she's taken advantage of. Mishitovi Shti Shtairos, Ashiti Bugger from the 6 months period, Yishla Kenas Ve'in LeMecher. The Rameir, Shahir Meir Omer, he says, Kol makom sheish mecher, ein kenas, kol makom sheish kenas, ein mecher. Chomrom, they say, Kitana mibas shalosh shanam b'yom echad, ashid v'er kitana, from the age of 3 years and 1 day, until he reaches full-on adulthood. As Rashi says, by the way, that because Ru'i labia, less than three is not really labia, yesh lo kenas, she has kenas. The Chomrom say clearly, going against our Mishnah, that even a katana is going to get there's a kenas if there's a spatata or nensa. So kenas in mecher lo, ema af kenas from kol mecher. The chachamim mean to say that if a minor is violated, then there is a fine. But in reference to that same katana, there's no right of sale. Of course not. No, what it means to say is ema. Af kenas amakom mecher. The chacham is saying there's also kenas even when there is a mecher. Both cases. Zok the next heli heli gemishnah. Kol makom sheyesh miyun. Whenever there is miyun, what's miyun? You ask. Well, miyun is a rejection. That is that if a girl doesn't have a father, then the din is that the brother and/or the mother are allowed to go ahead and marry her off, but she's allowed to do miyun. She can deny the marriage and say like, I'm not interested in this. Rashi says miyun is biyasoma shekitcha ima o acheha vafilu ledaita. Even if she's okay with it, she's able to be mine viyotzi below get. She leaves without any get. She's married at 10 years old, 11. She says, I'm out. But she goes out. Ad shetavi shtei sarin, so she gets that stage. V'chol yemei katanusa ena reuya lechalitza im yivamahi. If she ends up being yivam in that stage, you don't do it. Chalitza, the ish ksiva parsha. It says the word ish there. V'im lo yachvatsa ish. The man doesn't want him. Makshin ish al ish. Once she gets to the stage at Chalitza, she's not able to do Mian. So Makam Sheis Mian ain't Chalitza. There's no Chalitza. No, it doesn't apply. Makam Sheis Chalitza, and whenever there's such a concept of Chalitza, right, for example, in the case of a Naira, or unless she's a fallen adult, then ain't Mian, there's no more opportunity to do Mian. Zok the next Sekhtah Helig Gemara, Rabbi Yudah Marav, Zudiv Rabbi Meir, is going in the world of Rabbi Meir, who says that a Naira cannot do Mian. Al Chamom, Yesh Mian, Bimkom Chalitza, there can be Mian in the case where there is Chalitza. They say there's a circumstance that even a Naira is able to do Mian. The Tanya runs to the Bais. Adma say Abasaman. As to what she can do, stage can she do Mian? Achadavishti Cyrus. So she brings two Cyrus. So Rabbi Diver, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Omer. Achi Yerba Shachar Lelevin. No, until the black appears much more than the white. In other words, when there's more Cyrus, a lot more than just two. That covers over that whole area, that's when she's still allowed to do it, even if she's still older. Says the Halakha next Mishnah, Kol Makom Sheyesh Tekiya, whenever there is a Tekiya, we're talking about when you have a Chag that comes right before or right after Shabbat, right after Shabbos. This is Rashi says, Erev Shabbosos Ve Yom Mim Tovim, lehavtil as am in a malacha, in order to battle them from doing malacha, being a shmash was token lehavtil bin kozuchol, and they would do blow into mimavtim kozuchol. This is a Gemara in Shabbos that they would sound the horn, blow the shofar to start Shabbos when the start of Shabbos is coming close. First, they did about an hour and a half before the sunset at Tekiya, to get everyone in the fields to come back to come in. They blow the shofar. And then later they did a trua. That was a show that all the stores should close. And then when it came right before sunset, they would have another doo. It's time, that's it. Like candles and everything. And by the way, in Eretz Yisrael, at least in Yerushalayim, they still have that. They still have that. Not all of them, but we still have that that they do to get ready over here. Right now, then there was a pause. There was a second set of tekiah, true tekiah. That was to show that Shabbos is right now, and everything has to stop. Kol makom sheish tekiah. Any place where there is a tekiah, ain havdalah. There's no havdalah. So let's see through the Mishnah again. That is kol makom sheish tekiah, ain havdalah. There's no havdalah. Meaning of Havdalah, Rashi says, B'tfila, you don't say Atachan Tanu, V'alakot, so Motzi Shabbosos, V'yomim Tovim, as well. V'chol makom sheish Havdalah, whenever it's Havdalah, ain't Tekiah, there's no Tekiah. Yom Tov Shechal Lios Be'erev Shabbos. So now we're talking about, what does that mean? Wherever there's a Tekiah, there's no Havdalah. It's talking about a Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Token V'lom Avdilin, so what do? We sound the horn. We don't do Havdalah. It was sounded towards the close of the Yom Tov that fell on Friday, even though this outgoing day is Kedusha, and there's certain type of things that are still going to be mutter to do, right? Like food preparation, things like that. Therefore, the horn is sounded before Shabbos in order to let you know, stop doing this type of malach over here. And no Havdalah is said at the close of a Chag that goes right into Shabbos, because the day that's going is more Kaddush, right? The one going out. But Motzi Shabbos of Dilan V'lo Token. The Mishnah is not saying that when the second one, whenever there's Havdalah, there's no Tekiah. It's talking about if, let's say, you have a Chag that comes on Motzi Shabbos. Since the one that's going out is more Chamor than the one that's coming in, so we do say Havdalah. There's no reason to sound the shofar. Ketzem Avdilan, how do they do Havdalah in such a case? Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. That's if you're going from Shabbos to Yontif, you say Amavdil, Amavdil Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. Amavdil Ben Kodesh Le Kodesh. Rabbi Doza Omer Ben Kodesh Chamor La Kodesh Hakal. He says you say the Lashon between a greater Kedush and a lower one. Hey, Chit, okay. Now, how does one sound the horn towards the close of the Chag that falls on a Friday? He blows a Tekiah, and then a Trua within the Tekiah. Right, that is he does a trua after the tekiah without pausing, right? So, and the trua is the end of the tekiah. So it's do 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 do.
Tana de Rashi Amar, Tokea Umiria Benishimachas. He says you do it in one breath. But he actually does a pause. So it's like doo, and there's a pause away without taking another breath, and then you go doo 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 doo. It's asking Rav Asi Behutzel Kishmaisi Rav Asi, and he did this like in Hutzal. We got a bit of a problem here from a brasa. If a chag falls on Friday, talk of lomirian, we do tkiya but not a trua. My love, lomirian klai, doesn't mean you don't do a trua at all. It goes against what we just said. And going low. If Yehuda Matayas Atame explains, if Asim Matayas Atame, he explains the content. If Yehuda Matayas Atame, Lomi Vifne Atzma Elimitotia, you don't do it by itself, you do it with the Tekia. And if Asim Matayas Atame, Lomi Rian Bishtein Nishimas Elimishimachas, you do it with one Nishima. Mazen Nishimachas, Umozi Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos. What did we see in the Mishnah? Mavdilin Velotoken. Right, we do have dal, but no tkiya. Heicha amalei. Where does he go and say this? Bein kodesh hakodesh. Remember, Yehuda bechasima. He puts it at the very end. It says amad bein kodesh lachol. He says amad bein kodesh lachol ben lachoshech. Yom shishishmeh seh. Right, so he starts off with the same, but he has. Rashi says, "B'chasima shavdalavav b'chisasa b'chisasa in the p'sichasa b'psicha." Who Omer bein kodesh l'chol v'kach anunogin. That's how we go and do it. V'chinam Rav Nachman b'chasimasa, and also Rav Nachman that he says at the very end. Rav Shesh b'Rida of Idi Amar af b'psichasa, even in the psicha. He says he does a different type of lashon altogether. Because he's going to chal. V'lav lesach zekav. Say the lacha is not like him. Okay. Amar Abizera. Abizera says Shemtov Shachal Yosbeim Zer Shabbos. If you're the fourth day of the week, Amar Mavdi Ben Kodesh Lachol. Ubin Or Lachol Shachamin Yisrael LaAmim. Ubin Yom Hashvi LeShishes Mei Amaisa. My Taima. Why does he say this? The last part, right? What do you have to say in the middle of the week? So what do you mean between the 6 days of activity? Shaykhis, it's a Shabbos shtickle. Say there, Avdal Zimona. He's just doing the speaking out the different havdalas that are found in the Torah, different types of havdalas that they put that in. Hajar alach hakol shochtin Mazda for finishing the first parak of Maseches Chulin. And we say Hajar alach, so let's quickly do what we said and let's go back to Dav Beis Amud Aleph. Zok the Hilige Mishtan Dav Beis Amud Aleph. Ha kol shochtin v'shchitotzen k'sheira chutz v'chir chadu v'katan. Now that Yosef Zayim and friends, we're going to stop over here. Mazel from the first parak, and we're going to continue Bezos Hashem. Next time, we're going to wish you all a great day.